I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Chances are increasing for a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. The Senate rejected competing measures to fund federal agencies for a few weeks when the new budget year begins. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blames Republicans.
By not even negotiating, by trying to make this partisan, Donald Trump and Republicans are shutting the government down.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats were making demands that would dramatically increase spending.
The Republican bill is a clean, nonpartisan, short-term continuing resolution to fund the government to give us time to do the full appropriations process.
A federal judge in Florida today is tossing out President Trump's $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times. The Senate has confirmed Mike Waltz to be the next U.S. ambassador at the United Nations. There were 8 months of delays after the withdrawal of the previous nominee. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,